Anxiety to the Max. This is an audio recording that I've felt inspired to record for some time. It will run for about 20 minutes, and it is a part of the 20-Minute Miracles series. The theme for this audio is all about those moments where we feel so worked up that we can't think straight. Where we feel like a caged animal. Where we feel like we're pacing. Where we can't think. Our thoughts at best are scattered and incoherent. And no matter how hard we try, no matter what we do, no matter how much we tell ourselves to calm down, we just can't do it. And I've had a few clients lately that have been in this place, and it doesn't look comfortable. And I notice that when I'm able to lead them through some tapping, some EFT, about how they're feeling, just in general, in very global terms, their body begins to relax, their breathing changes, they begin to wind down their nervous system, i.e. their brain begins to calm, and it's so powerful to watch and so inspiring. And often these people that live at this high anxiety state or live in this high anxiety state will tell me that they just can't get those kind of results on their own. So I thought it might be a good idea to create an audio for those people and to help walk them through it. Okay, so even if you're mildly anxious or highly anxious just sometimes, this audio is still for you, but it's specifically designed for people who are very, very stuck in their fight or flight, who maybe spend most of their day there, who perhaps spend all of their day there. Maybe even they've been there for decades, and they're just getting a handle on what they're doing to themselves. They know something's not right. They're noticing a repetitive behavior pattern here, but they need some help winding the body down and coming into a more relaxed place. And we're going to dedicate 20 minutes to that right here, right now. So here we go. I want you to tune into how you're feeling, especially if you're in a highly charged and anxious state and you're running for your life. You know you're in fight or flight. You know that your body is reacting as if you've got a grizzly bear on your tail and you're about to be eaten. And yet you're looking around yourself and you're knowing there's nothing trying to eat me here. I'm safe. But your body and your brain and your amygdala and your brainstem and your nervous system, your wiring, right, just doesn't know that. All right, so tune into that. Take note of how highly charged that state is for you. 10 being off the charts, 0 being, I don't know why I'm tapping on this, I can't feel a thing. I'm not anxious. All right, so karate chop point. Even though I'm noticing I'm back here again, and I'm acting like a caged animal, I'm so wound up. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't even begin to see my way clear. But that's okay, and I'm okay. Even though I'm back in this place again, and I probably won't sleep tonight, and I can't think straight, and I'm forgetting things, and I'm dropping things, and I may even be bumping into furniture, I'm choosing to tap on all of this now. Even though I'm running for my life at the neural level, my whole brain is in high alert, and yet there's nothing trying to eat me. I'm accepting exactly where I am and how I feel. Deep breath, come up to the eyebrow points. I'm running for my life. Another deep breath beside the eyes. I'm running for my life. Under the eyes, and it doesn't make any sense because I'm safe right here, right now. Under the nose, but I seem to be doing it anyways. Under the mouth, and I recognize this song. Under the collarbones, I've been here before. Under the arm, I know what this feels like, and I know where it's going. Up to the eyebrows, I get so wound up sometimes. Beside the eyes, I just can't calm down. Under the eyes, no matter how hard I try, I just can't calm down. Under the nose, and this is becoming a natural state for me. Under the mouth, this is becoming a regular thing for me. Under the collarbones, I know where this is going. Under the arm, my body can't relax. Eyebrows, my brain can't relax. Beside the eyes, my whole energy system is running. Under the eyes, and yet I'm getting less done. Under the nose, I'm overwhelmed and getting less done. Under the mouth, I'm overwhelmed, trying hard and getting even less done. Under the collarbones, I just can't seem to wind down. Under the arm, no matter how hard I try, I just can't get there. Up to the eyebrows, no matter how hard I try, I just can't do it. Beside the eyes, there's a part of me that knows, on some level, it's just not safe. Under the eyes, it's just not safe. Under my nose, and yet that's not true. Under the mouth, but my brain doesn't know that. Under the collarbones, and I'm getting frustrated with that part of me that just doesn't get it. Under the arm, I'm getting frustrated with that part of me that just can't do it. Up to the eyebrows, I'm starting to judge that part of me that just won't relax. Beside the eyes, I'm fed up with feeling this way. Under the eyes, I'm so fed up with feeling this way. Under the nose, why do I do this to myself? Under the mouth, why can't I stop it? Under the collarbones, I'm beginning to hate the part of me that does this. Under the arm, I'm really beginning to hate the part of me that keeps sending me here. And up to the eyebrows. And I wonder what would happen if I just breathed and tapped. Beside the eyes, I wonder what would happen if I just breathed and tapped with that part of me that's on high alert. Under the eyes, I might begin to understand why I'm doing this. Under the nose, and then I could tap on that. Under the mouth, I might begin to understand why I'm doing this. Under the collarbones, and then I could tap on that too. Under the arm, I might begin to understand the beliefs that are holding this in place. And I could tap on that. Eyebrows, I might begin to understand the beliefs that keep me running fast. Beside the eyes, and I'm clearing all of that now. Under the eyes, especially the parts that I don't have any conscious connection with. Under the nose, especially the parts that are so deeply repressed, I may never find them consciously. Under the mouth, especially the parts that are so deeply tucked away, so well hidden that I may never, ever gain access to those. Right there. Under the collarbones. If only it were that simple. Under the arm, if only it were that easy. Up to the eyebrows, I've been here before. Beside the eyes, I feel better for a little while, and then it comes back. Under the eyes, I feel better for a little while, and then I'm hung out to dry again. Under the nose, it's such an old pattern. Under the mouth, it's such an old pattern, I'm not sure I could ever stop it. Under the collarbones, I've been this way forever. Under the arm, I've been this way forever. Up to the eyebrows, I've been this way forever. And I'm probably never going to stop. Beside the eyes, but I'm noticing, perhaps, a little relief now. under the eyes, I'm noticing just a touch of a shift, perhaps. Under the nose, I wonder what would happen if I let that shift continue. Under the mouth, I wonder what would happen if I allowed myself to be here a little more fully. Under the collarbones, I wonder what would happen if I let go of all the reasons and all the beliefs and fears that are holding this behavior in place right now. Under the arm, and I wonder what would happen if I let go of all the beliefs and fears and even the events and memories that are holding this behavior in place at any point. Up to the eyebrows, I can't do that. Beside the eyes, but what if I could? Under the eyes, I just couldn't do that. Under the nose, but what if I could? Under the mouth, but it'll just come back, won't it? Under the collarbones, I've had it forever. Under the arm, how could it be that easy to let it go? Up to the eyebrows, it's got to be big. Beside the eyes, it's got to be deep. Under the eyes, or I wouldn't have held on to it this long. Under the nose, at least that's what I believe. Under the mouth, what if it's all just energy, no matter how big it is? Collarbone, what if it's all just energy, no matter how old it is? Under the arm, and what if I could safely release it all right now? Up to the top of the head. Tapping in the very center of the top of the head, I'm open to the possibility that it could be quite easy to let this go in just a few minutes. Eyebrows. And even if I have to do this every day for a few minutes, that might be enough. Beside the eyes. What if I just let myself fully relax in this moment right now? Under the eyes. Because even though I don't feel safe, I am safe right now. Under the nose, and I am safe right now. Under the mouth, and I am safe in this moment right now. Under the collarbones. And I wonder what would happen if I let myself linger here just a little longer. Under the arm, I wonder what would happen if I let myself linger here just a little longer. Up to the eyebrows, it might be safe. No, it wouldn't. Beside the eyes, no, it wouldn't. Under the eyes, but what if it were? Under the nose, I can free myself from this. Under the mouth, but I've had it forever. Under the collarbones, so what? Under the arm, it's just energy now. Up to the top of the head, I'm open to the possibility I'm releasing all of it in this moment right now. Deep breath. Great. Now, you very likely are noticing you're a little more relaxed, or you may even be a lot more relaxed. Allow yourself to refocus back on the part of you that's running fast, that's caught in the fight or flight, that's like a caged animal pacing, overwhelmed, hurried, almost debilitated with overwhelm. Okay? And just tune into that part of the body, of your body, where you feel that. And choose a sud scale from 0 to 10. 0 being, I can't find that feeling at all. 10 being, I am still out of control, crazy, fully in my fight or flight. I'm running for my life. Remember that number and come back to the karate chop point. Even though I'm still noticing I'm running fast a little bit, or a lot, I'm choosing to release all of it now. Even though a part of me's holding on and I'm judging that part, I shouldn't be doing this. I just can't accept myself like this. But I'm learning how to accept myself anyway. Even though a part of me perhaps even lives in shame with this. Why am I the only one that can't relax? Feel guilty about that. I put those that care about me through a lot with this. I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself anyway, even though I'm driving myself hard and I can't seem to stop, even for those I care about. I'm choosing to accept myself anyway. Up to the eyebrows. I can't stop this. Beside the eyes, not even for them. Under the eyes, I can't stop this. Under the nose, this is driving me crazy. Under the mouth, I can't accept myself like this. Under the collarbones, I'm probably the only one that is still so stuck in it. Under the arm, but I'm releasing it anyway. Eyebrows, I'm tapping it down anyway. Beside the eyes, I didn't know I could do this. Under the eyes, I'm freeing myself now. Under the nose, that doesn't sound right. Under the mouth, but I'm choosing to do it anyway. Under the collarbones, I'm freeing myself from all the parts of me that are so frightened. Under the arm, no matter how I got here, or how bad it was, or how many times I felt this way, I'm choosing to begin to allow it to loosen its grip on me. Eyebrows, because it's not me. It's just something I went through. Beside the eyes, and I did the best that I could. Under the eyes, it's just something I went through at some point. Under the nose, and I may not even be aware of what it was, but I'm releasing it anyway. Under the mouth, I've just never, ever, ever felt safe in life. Under the collarbones, and I'm letting that go too. Under the arm, even though it feels big, or it feels old or deep, and I may have had it forever, I'm choosing to wipe the slate clean. Up to the eyes, I'm ready to let this go. Beside the eyes, I'm so ready to let this go. Under the eyes, I didn't think it could be this easy. Under the nose, I'm choosing to release it all now. Under the mouth, I really didn't think it could be this easy. Under the collarbones, but I'm doing it anyway. Under the arm, I'm safely releasing all the reasons I still need my fight or flight. Deep breath up to the top of the head. I'm so thankful to be able to fully relax, even if it takes 20 minutes. Deep breath. Come back to your body. Find that fight or flight feeling. If you can't find it, try to stir it up. Maybe do another round. And you can rewind the audio if you need to. Do another round or two. Even if you need to do this for a few minutes each day for the rest of your life, is it not worth it to feel this peaceful, this quiet, this calm? Even if you never get to zero, even if you just have your anxiety level, how can that not be really great for your productivity, for your creativity, for your body and your health and your wellness and your relationships? Think about it. Think about how much easier it is to make important decisions from this quiet space. Think about how much easier it is to know what you need to know, to connect with where you need to go, and what you need to do with your today and your tomorrow when you're in this quiet space. Thank you. It's so inspiring working with you. Thank you for purchasing this audio. I hope you find peace and a sense of tranquility through this audio. Until next time.